This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Climate experts say the wildfires burning in the state are a direct result of rising temperatures. The increased heat plus this year's drought have created ideal conditions for wildfire. Brad Udall is a water and climate researcher at CSU. He says this summer is proof of a warming trend.
Without climate change, half of these fires wouldn't happen. And it just brings home how these hot and dry periods add to fire danger and fire impacts.
The wildfires have made a difficult year even harder for some Western Slope orchards. Renee Herman of Herman Produce in Palisades says they had to close one of their fruit stands this month.
The fires slowed all the traffic down for us, and I was having a hard time getting peaches for both stands.
Herman says a spring freeze destroyed most of her peach crop, but that her business has been able to survive by selling produce purchased from other growers. CDOT says Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon could open in a few days. The freeway has been closed since August 10th while the Grizzly Creek fire burned through most of the canyon. CDOT Executive Director Shoshana Liu says storms in the weather forecast could complicate plans to reopen.
We need the rain to fight the fires, but it'll also add challenges for the road. The burn areas have increased vulnerability for mudslides and rockfall.
The stretch of I-70 will also be more vulnerable to avalanches during the winter. Voters in Denver will see two ballot measures this fall to increase funding for schools. One would raise property taxes by $32 million for pay raises and more school counselors, nurses, and special education. The other would authorize nearly $800 million in bonds to upgrade school facilities and build new ones. It's day five of a two-week quarantine for about 150 students at Colorado College in Colorado Springs. A student in their dorm tested positive for COVID-19, and others there were exposed. Freshman Yasmine Garcia says they can leave their rooms to use the restroom and to get water while wearing masks. Their food is delivered by people in protective gear.
They knock on the door so that we know that their food is there. And then a few minutes pass, we can go outside and get our food. We have a fridge in the room, so we get to save our food.
Colorado College holds the license for KRCC in Colorado Springs, which is part of CPR News. And I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.